Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here on CalBanyan.com. If you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, go there right now because right below this video, we've got additional text and images and links that just make this video more valuable. As a matter of fact, we've got over 500 videos there. They're all free. All you got to do is go there and tell us where to send them, and we will make sure you have access to all those videos. All right, let's see here. I'm back. We've got another great topic. Ooh, today's topic. How will you make money as a hypnotist? Ooh, I'll tell you what, sometimes hypnotists get a little bit crazy about talking about money, but we're going to talk about money because if you're not making any money, then as a hypnotist, you're not going to be able to do anyone any good. You have to go back to that day job. You have to sell shoes or sell used cars or go back to the manufacturer plant or whatever. And you know, there's nothing wrong with doing those things if you have a passion for them, if you love it. But if you don't, then come join us in our profession. We'll show you how to have a professional income doing professional work, helping people live better lives. All right, let's see. And I'm so fortunate because I've got Erica Flint with me again. Erica Flint, she's a brainiac. I was just thinking on break that, boy, what a brainiac she is. I hope she doesn't take that the wrong way. But there's nothing, I think, more attractive in the world than a woman who is smart and loyal and energetic and entrepreneurial, and she just got all that going on. She came from the world of software and computers and all that kind of stuff. One day she got the idea, you know what, these physical metal computers, they're pretty cool, but I want to work with a biological computer, the most powerful computer in the world. And she took the leap into doing hypnosis so that she could deprogram people and program them for success. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you. I'm fine being called a brainiac. That's totally fine with me. I absolutely love helping people with the power of hypnosis, and I'm grateful. So grateful for you, Cal, because I'm going to tell people about you in just a second. But before we get there, I was able to get started in the profession, in my opinion, so easily and so quickly because of the five-path training. So, that to me, it was highly efficient and highly optimized to get people out there and helping people right away. So I was able to go from software engineer to full-time hypnotist in less than a year with the five-path program. So, you know, when I was a software engineer, it's all about efficiency. It's all about optimization. And that's what we do now as hypnotists. We get to help optimize our clients too. And that's what our training is all about too. We're optimizing our hypnotists to be fantastic hypnotists during the course of training. And that's all in very big part due to you, Cal, and your level of professionalism in the training that you offer and everything that you do for the profession of hypnosis. So let me just tell everybody a little bit about your background. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. Hypnosis that you use in your office every single day. Hypnosis that you use with clients to bring them lasting relief. He's been in the hypnosis business, in the profession, for over 20 years, and he's received almost every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author, he's a speaker, he is a trainer, he's still seeing private clients, he is still coming up with great material to move the profession forward. He's appeared on radio and television promoting hypnosis and his books on hypnosis. He's the trainer of some of the very best in the profession, and he is the person that the experts turn to for education and guidance. And I am honored and grateful to be your co-host, Cal. And I love talking about this topic, about money. And the reason I love talking about it is because my idea about money has changed. Because I got into this business to help people. And, you know, as an afterthought, I wanted to make money. Do you think that that's true for a lot of your students, Cal, that they come in wanting to help people?
I do. I think that's like they've been in a profession that or some kind of work or avocation that wasn't that fulfilling, and they're just interested in people, and that brought them to hypnosis. Sometimes it was for self-improvement and had some results with it, and then thought, wow, I wish I could make a living at this, right?
Right, and so that was my feeling first, was like money second, let's help people first. But now, and the reason I wanted to do this topic is because it is so important that we talk about money and how you're going to make money. for the primary reason, at least from my position, is that the more money you make, the more money you can put back into your business. So when I make money, I am writing books, I'm traveling to places in the world, creating more hypnosis products, hiring professional videographers who are recording things. So now when I'm bringing in money into my business, the money that's coming into my business is all about growing the business to help more people. So I just wanted to start by validating for a lot of our hypnotists, yes, we know you want to help people and you're going to make great money at it. And I want you to feel good about making really good money at it too. So that's kind of the point of the topic today. How does that sound, Cal?
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of our hypnotists, they're really cut from the same cloth as social workers and counselors, and these kind of people have drifted into the helping professions. And so, yes, but you know what? Those professional counselors and social workers, guess what? I use the word professional, and a big part of being a professional means you provide a service in which you get paid. And you, as a hypnotist, you should be making as much as any first-class, highly paid counselor, social worker, or anyone in that area. We've got five pathers who have gone from classroom to clients and over the years built up practices where they're making $100,000 a year or more, kind of professional income. For example, most of you guys know Celeste Hackett. She's a previous co-host of mine. She's here in Dallas. And out of her home, she makes over $100,000 a year. And that's wonderful because it's like almost no overhead. She doesn't have to pay rent for an office or any of that kind of thing. So please, let's get rolling on this and help these people make some money.
Yes. So here's how you're going to make money as a hypnotist. And I know there's going to be other ways too, because guess what? It is such a fantastic time to be a hypnotist. There are so many ways for you to grow your business, to make money, to help more people. So whatever list Cal and I come up with today, I am certain that it's going to grow as the profession grows. And as we help more people with hypnosis, there are going to be new avenues, new places for entrepreneurs to find other ways to help people with hypnosis, okay? So just keep that in mind. This is a constantly expanding list, right, Cal?
Yes, you know, your imagination is the limit. And I remember this one guy said, he says, you know what the biggest nation in the world is? And I said, what? He goes, the imagination.
Very good. Well, I'm going to start with the obvious one. You're going to make money seeing private clients, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things I want to tell you is if you're a well-trained, qualified hypnotist, you gotta think about making a decent money, and this is kind of your bread and butter. Don't start off at $25 a session. I mean, you really should, depending on where you live, be starting off at the bare minimum, $100 a session. Erica, what'd you start off at?
I think my very first client was $75 a session, and then I quickly moved it up to $120. I start my hypnotists here at $160, and then after about a month, up to $200 a session.
That's exactly right. Now, when I started back 21 years ago, that's my old man voice when I go, back when I started off, back in 1996, it was $65 a session. And I think that was okay for that time. But then I quickly raised my fees, just like Erica did. Now, how do you know when you should raise your fees? This is a very important answer to that question. When you're about 80% full, 75 to 80% full, start nudging it up. You can always discount for in special situations, right? So then start nudging it up, because you still need that 10 to 25% of your time for marketing and other kind of business type stuff. What do you think about that, Erica?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't see clients. You know, I take Fridays off in my business and do all sorts of really important business things that just help the business grow. So, you know, at 80%, raise your rates. You don't want to be the cheapest hypnotist in town. You definitely don't. I think that there's a perceived, you know, for a lot of our clients, if you're on the higher end, that's where I recommend my graduates be, because, you know, a lot of times our clients are going to get better results when they're putting more of their financial investment into the process.
Right, and I am the most expensive hypnotist in Dallas, bar none. The second most expensive is probably Celeste Hackett, who of course is a five pather, and she's probably only like $20 a session cheaper than me. We want to stay the premium level hypnotist. Good. Hey, so we got this. You opened up this topic area, which is hypnosis services, right? And so, are you going to add any more under that?
No, I'm going to go next on my list is group sessions, where you're teaching self-hypnosis to a group, or you're teaching some other type of maybe a stress-relieving class or something like that to the group. That's another way that hypnotists make money, group sessions.
Absolutely. That's one of the oldest, tried and true ways of doing it. One of the great things about group sessions is people can get into a group session at a lower fee, and then some of those people will be converted to individual sessions. Isn't that right?
Right. It's a lower kind of barrier to entry. It's a little, for some people, it's a little more comfortable because they're not being kind of singled out. They can kind of hide in the crowd if that's what they want, right?
Right, right.
And the other thing that I like about group sessions that I found, at least, I have a lot of clients who, they want their sister, they want their daughter, they want their neighbor to come see me privately. But the neighbor, sister, daughter isn't quite ready yet. So what do? They bring them to one of my group sessions. It's less, you know, intimidating. They get to kind of meet me and they get to get an idea of hypnosis. And then they're a little more open to working with me privately after doing that.
Brilliant. Wonderful. Good. Are you gonna, okay, let me add something in the field of direct hypnosis services. I didn't look at her list, and she didn't look at my list, so I'm just trying to be careful not to step on her list, and she's probably doing the same.
Well, you can step on it. I think that's what makes this fun, Cal. I'm sure that you're going to say something that's already on my list, and I won't have to cover it.
Well, whenever we think about making money, my mind immediately goes to the Banyan hypnosis business star model, right? And so at the top point, there's just be a generalist, make sure you're not a specialist, because if you're a specialist, like I do stop smoking or I do golfers, then that really narrows your ability to be successful, especially when you're first starting off. And then on the second point of the star, we have marketing and sales, which means that if you're a generalist, you can market to the greatest number of people. And then we're on the third point right now, which is hypnosis services. And under hypnosis services, you're perfect. We do one-on-one sessions. Second, there can be groups. And third, when you get good enough at bringing in more clients than you can see, then what you can do is you can have other hypnotists work for you, and they get a percentage and you get a percentage. So that's another way to make money as a hypnotist, is by creating a center like Erica has and I have. Now, one of the coolest things about that, and some of the other things we're going to get into, if your income is limited only to you doing the work, you seeing the group or you seeing the individual, if you decide to take a vacation, then for the period of your vacation, you're not making money. Also, if you get sick, if you're off work for a week, that's a week with no income. But if you start doing some of the things we're talking about, first starting with having another hypnotist in your center that becomes part of your center, then when she is seeing clients, you're getting a percentage of that. Or if, like at one time, we had as many as five other, besides me, hypnotists working at our center. And so that if Maury and I, we could go off to Vegas or we could go off to Singapore. And guess what? The money kept coming in. And you're doing that now too, aren't you, Erica?
That's right. It was so nice, Cal. I was in Hawaii last year and there was still money coming into the business when I was in Hawaii for 10 days. I absolutely loved it. Which is a really good segue to the next thing, which is passive income, creating products, creating like hypnosis recordings or creating an online course, something like that for what's called passive income. So it's a product that people can buy off your website, you create it once, and then it makes you money ongoing, right, Cal? Now you have lots of passive income. You've got all sorts of products. You want to say anything about that?
Well, yeah, and that's the next star on the Banyan star model. And what that is anything that you can create that you don't have to be there in person to provide the service. I remember my very first product, it was back in the day of cassettes. Remember little audio cassettes? And I started making cassette sessions, audio hypnosis audio hypnosis sessions on tape, basically. And because I happen to have a background in record engineering and audio engineering, I started doing that and duplicating those. And it was really a good way to get started. And then it went on to training materials. And then, of course, the book that really launched my career, The Hypnosis Hypnotherapy Basic to Advanced Techniques, co-authored with Jerry Kine. I mean, all these things help to provide you that steady income as you are doing other things. And it also enables you to build a business that you could one day sell. If you're an individual that only provides services, then maybe you could sell your client list, but that there's probably some, you know, there's confidentiality problems with doing that kind of thing. But if you have products, reoccurring services, and stuff like that, then you have a business that you could one day sell. Please continue.
All right. So the next one is speaking. You could be a motivational speaker. You could get asked to go to like women's conferences. You could go to types of motivational conferences where you're talking about hypnosis and how you could help people with hypnosis, or just you could talk at like a athletic event, and you could give a talk at an athletic event where you're talking about how to use hypnosis to be a better athlete and get in the zone. So becoming a paid speaker is the next thing on the list.
Absolutely. I think that...
Okay, good. Yeah, that one's pretty self-explanatory. Now this one surprises some people. You could actually get hired by a corporation or a business to do speaking. So not just public speaking where you're coming and talking at a conference, but I've gone to other businesses here in town in Bellingham and been paid to give a talk at a local business on stress relief. Currently, I was contacted by a dentist office and they want me to talk about hypnosis and how you know, the people there can help some of their patients with hypnosis who are nervous about the dental work. So that type of thing, corporate and businesses getting paid by them to talk about what you do and bring hypnosis to their clients and their staff.
Perfect. Continue.
All right. You could write a book. So Cal's an author, one of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings, and his other book that he just mentioned with Jerry Kine, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy. I have two books now, both in print, and you can make money selling your books. When you sell your books, another thing that's happening, you're not just getting the royalties from your book sales, but you're also bringing in new clients who might find your book and then contact you online.
You know, and that's one of the things I was going to say at the end, but I think you've already started to talk about it, and that is everything you do actually reinforces everything you do. So, I mean, if you're seeing clients, well, that opens the door to your clients taking courses, being part of groups, consuming your products, maybe even your training. For example, I might see someone for something and then they want my Secret Language of Feelings book, and then later on they're doing so well, they think about a career change, they read my book, Hypnosis Hypnotherapy, they get excited about that, they wind up in one of my courses, become a hypnotist, and, you know, become a trainer. And I mean, the one, or someone might come to one of my courses and then decides that they want to see me for sessions. So everything feeds together on that. You could, folks could just do a quick search for the Banyan Star Model, and you can see how that it all works together. Please continue.
All right, very good. You could become an instructor. So you could become a hypnosis certification instructor and teach other people to become hypnotists, just like what Cal and I are doing, right, Cal?
Well, absolutely. And certainly, like I just said, some of those people will want to buy your products, and some of those, or like, for example, someone takes Erica's course, which is my course, some of those people are going to buy products. But as an organization, the Five Path organization, we provide Erica with all the support materials that her students who become Five Pathers would need, so they're able to get, while they're in class, our materials, our ongoing support materials at a discount if they want them. So when someone becomes a trainer for Five Path, the Banyan School, then they just step into a system that has support for their students and for them as instructors, so that they have all this stuff provided for them, such as additional training materials and a curriculum and stuff like that. Good. Continue.
Right. And that's one of the things that helped me become an instructor so quickly and be so good at it so quickly is that you already provided all of the support. And it's a win-win for everybody. Students get great training. I get to be a great instructor really quickly and use the products of a known system that works really well. And so this is really how we get to raise the bar on the profession. We're using what works really well and adding to it all the time. So the next thing, you can go to hypnosis conferences. So there's a lot of hypnotists who go to hypnosis, they'll go to hypnosis conference and they'll teach a class. And so you can make money like at the NGH conference, which is in August in Massachusetts every year. And you can make money teaching classes at that hypnosis conference. And you can get your entry for free too, right, Cal? If you are one of the presenters.
Oh, absolutely! I've gone there and spoken at the conference. Maybe do two or three talks at the conference, and then do a post or pre-convention workshop and have a table there, maybe where I get to market my classes and training materials, and walk away with tens of thousands of dollars for that few days worth of work. And so, it's just part of growing the profession. You're not going to be able to do that the first year, but as it's one thing about it, if you get hooked up with the right organization, it becomes more than just a job. It becomes a career path where you can grow and grow and grow. Isn't that right, Eric?
Right. And that's what makes it so exciting, because you can find an area, like let's say that whatever your previous profession or your previous life was all about, you might want to do hypnosis and focus on helping, moms who are going back to school, or helping people organize, or something like something that is really of interest to you that you don't see in the marketplace yet. So start as a generalist, but as an entrepreneur, you're going to see so many places where hypnosis can be helpful. Create your own products, create your own classes, create your own support system, which is what the next thing is. So ongoing support. I have ongoing support that lasts anywhere from 6 months to a year for my weight loss clients and for my clients who have decided they don't want to drink alcohol anymore. So I continue working with them if they choose to, if they want that ongoing support. I'll see them every once in a while for an ongoing thing. So that can be a group series where you're meeting with people that are trying to accomplish the same thing for an ongoing support. After you work with them privately, you can continue to see them in a group setting for ongoing support. So that's another way that you can make money, by helping people with hypnosis.
Ta-da!
Yep. Yeah. And, and then at the end, create your own need and, create your own products and do things that, make your heart sing. Right, Cal?
Absolutely. And you know what? I hope one thing that we convey as we do these podcasts is that we're having fun and we're making friends and it's a good life.
And it's so fulfilling to help people in such meaningful ways. I mean, Cal, how many times have somebody said to you, "Thank you, Cal, you changed my life"?
No, it's almost a daily occurrence. How's that?
And it's just it's tremendous. So we get paid really well. We get to have a lot of fun. It's hard work, but super fulfilling. It's using your brain. It's using your heart. It's everything. Like I've said before, I thought I was going to like this profession, but it's 100 times better than I ever thought it would be.
And you know what? After a while, it's not such hard work. I mean, as you master the things, it becomes more of art than toil. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. You just got to show up fully and be, engaged with your client and fully present and aware with an open heart. Yep.
There you go. Okay, wrap it up.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today and joining Cal today for this episode on how to make money as a hypnotist. When you make more money, you're going to help your community. You can grow your business. You can help more people. And you can bring that relief to your community in even bigger and better ways while you have fun doing it. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisTraining.com. I teach a hypnosis certification course regularly. The next one is in May, and then after that, July. Thanks for joining.
Thank you, Erica. This is Cal Banyan, and real quick, you got to watch this on calbanyan.com if you're not already there, because I know this video goes other places on the internet. And I want to remind you that we've got courses coming up. NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification course, the 5-Path and 7-Path Self-Hypnosis, in July, July 8th through the 21st, 2018, and October 1st through the 12th, and those both have weekend off in the middle, and that's also, October 1st through the 12th, 2018. We have the Week of Power. If you're already certified and you want to step up to this level of five-path and seven-path self-hypnosis, it's April 15th through the 21st, so 7 days. It's all here in Dallas. And also, hey, if you're thinking about you'd like to do sessions with me, give us a call. I am now doing online sessions. Sometimes it might take a while before I can get you in, so call as soon as you think you might want to do it. Well, we've already got a waiting list, but it's not very long yet because it's a new thing that I'm doing. All right, Cal Banyan, see you in class, see you in session. Let's do great things together. Cal Banyan, over and out. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.